Hey folks, for OS Reviews, we're watching our video review of the Lenovo K3 Note. This is a budget-oriented Android smartphone that has a 5.5-inch Full HD display and sells for under $200. It's unlocked, and in terms of specifications, at least on paper, it really isn't bad. It has an octa-core processor produced by MediaTek, clocked at 1.7 GHz, coupled with 2 gigs of DDR3 RAM, along with 16 gigabytes of built-in flash storage. It also has a 13-megapixel autofocus-enabled camera with dual LED flash, and runs on Android 5.0 Lollipop by default, but is upgradable to Android version 6.0. In terms of the display, it's also protected by a layer of the Dragon Trail glass, so it's not Corning's Gorilla Glass, but it still should be tempered and resistant to scratches as well as dings. It's a bit thinner than Corning's Gorilla Glass, so it might be more prone to being cracked in terms of being dropped, but all in all, really not too bad. In terms of the overall design of the unit, I am a fan of the K3 Note because it comes in a number of different colors. The version that you see right here is a pearl white version that has this really interesting shine when you tilt it at certain degrees under the light. It also has a slight curve on each edge of the phone, which makes the phone kind of melt in your hand when you're holding it, despite the slightly larger form factor. So you can see on the back here, we have access to the aforementioned camera along with the back-facing speaker, which actually is a pretty good speaker. It gets quite loud, it's fairly clear sounding, and although the placement isn't ideal and it doesn't have quite as much bass as a front-facing speaker maybe produced by HTC, it does do a very good job for the price point. Now, believe it or not, the K3 Note also has a removable back cover. It might not seem like it because the edges kind of wrap around the sides, and it feels very solid. It feels reassuring when you're holding it, doesn't creak, doesn't cringe, but you can actually remove the back cover to have access to a removable 3000 milliamp hour capacity battery, which is hot swappable in addition to a micro SIM card slot. There's two of those in addition to a micro SD card slot, which allows you to expand the memory even more for more media and tasks. So the very top features access to a micro USB port for charging. It takes roughly 3 hours to completely charge this phone, and it's going to last you for roughly a day before you need to recharge it again, so pretty standard stuff as far as battery life is concerned. There's a 3.5 millimeter headphone jack, so you can see that all these ports are on the very top, which makes them a bit easier if you want to access them at the same time and also pop the phone into your pocket, for instance. The back features access to a microphone, and that's essentially it. It does feel, again, pretty good in terms of the overall weight distribution. The bottom features access to three individual Android keys, which unfortunately are not backlit. However, they are fairly responsive, and on top, there's access to a front-facing camera, which is pretty decent for video chatting purposes and also for selfies next to the earpiece. This is a rather typical Lenovo design as far as their budget and mid-tier phones are concerned. It's not anything too inspiring, but overall I like the feel as well as the look of the back of the unit here. Some of the other details that Lenovo has popped onto this phone is really their own proprietary skin on top of Android, and you'll find this in places like the Double Tap to Wake, which is a pretty nifty trick on such a low-cost device. It gives you access to quick launch shortcuts like unlocking the screen directly, taking it to the dialer, or launching the camera, so it's pretty sensitive and easy to use. You can see this is what the Vibe UI, which is what the skin is called, looks like, and it has these rounded-off corners that are slightly reminiscent of iOS, also because it doesn't have a universal app drawer. It's one of the pretty typical setups of most Chinese OEMs, is getting rid of that in lieu of applications and widgets being stored directly on a home screen on virtually unlimited pages, which you can populate with your favorite settings as well as programs. The drag-down notification drawer has also been tweaked. I like how this looks kind of transparent on the back, and there's also access to your commonly used settings, including Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, turning the unit on or off, accessing the LED flash as a flashlight. These things can also be accessed quite swiftly and easily. Otherwise, other tips that Lenovo has built on here, if I tap on the home key for a few seconds, I can bring up all of my open applications and toggle back and forth between them in a multitasking-like view, very reminiscent of Symbian, of Mego, of Windows Phone, which is a nice thing to see here. I can also clean them off by tapping on this one key there, and that removes all of those applications from my memory and clears up the RAM. So if we talk about some of the attributes of this phone first, including the phone, I have to say that as far as call quality is concerned, it actually does a very good job. The microphone on the very bottom here is noise isolating, so when you're in a noisier setting, such as at an airport or at a marketplace, it does reduce the ambient background sounds and allows your caller to still hear you when you're speaking. So it's a decent microphone, and the call quality here is loud, it's clean sounding, so no complaints there. It will work with some 4G LTE bands, depending on on the carrier support, so be sure to check on that specifically. But I had no issues as far as testing it with both AT&T and T-Mobile here in the States, and reception was fairly strong. As long as you're not in too crowded or places where you were underground, I got a good amount of reception, about 2 to 3 bars consistently. Otherwise, as far as battery life is concerned, the Note again lasted me around a day of usage before it ran out of power, which is pretty good considering the relatively GPU and CPU intensive tasks that I tried out, in addition to the 5.5 inch full HD display, so it has more pixels to push around throughout the day, which can drain the power. Speaking of the display, it is very bright, it's very vibrant, images and viewing angles are wide, they're generous, colors are well saturated and well balanced. It makes for a very pleasing experience on such a low cost phone. I would have expected to see maybe a 720p panel on a relatively low cost phone, but to see a full HD one is again quite impressive and a testament to Lenovo's ambitions to really crack the marketplace in terms of smartphone sales globally. Other neat tricks and applications you'll find on here include a compass, which is decently accurate, allows you to kind of look at your directions when you're traveling. It also comes in play with certain applications for navigation. And there's also a kind of customized music player, which gives you cover art support as well. So if we take a quick look at the camera next, again, it's 13 megapixels and does a fairly decent job, in my opinion, of capturing your images. The colors are sharp, they are very accurate looking, and overall, it does a pretty good job as far as the shutter speed as well. There are a few settings that you can play around with, inclusive of HDR. Turning that on or off will allow you to capture a bit more vivid details, but you have to hold the phone more still for a few seconds to capture that shot. You can also swap it to the front camera, turn the flash on or off, and in settings here you have access to more advanced elements such as a white balance, scene mode, ISO, guidelines, and swapping to video, the focus mode if you want it to be continuous or tap to focus. There's also a digital stabilizer function on here as well, and also a few quick launch shortcuts that can be preset. So all in all, a pretty good, I would say, camera on here that gives you quite a few settings to play around with. It's not the best camera in the world just because images, for me at least, are a little bit, they're a little bit heavy in terms of the contrast. They're very sharp looking, but sometimes they're a little muted in their tones. But all in all, it really is a great camera at this price point, and it's for most folks, it will definitely suffice, especially for things like social media, sharing it with family and friends, it will really do the trick. So if I tap on this image again, show you guys some of the other images I captured, you can kind of see the detail here. If I zoom all the way in, quite an impressive camera. I can also crop it, rotate it, and then share it with family and friends. So again, a very good quality camera has been built in for this price point. So otherwise, if we kind of exit out of this now and talk about the web browsing performance, jumping into that, it's a pretty good web browser. It has been slightly customized by Lenovo, like the whole Vibe UI that you see in here, but it gives you a quick access page of your commonly used applications, which you can populate with your favorite tabs and web pages, such as YouTube, for instance, or the New York Times, and speeds are pretty good. Although I have to say that as an octa-core chipset, I did expect it to be slightly snappier, and in real life day-to-day performance, it did slightly hiccup a few times here and there, and occasionally programs would freeze or crash on me, so it's not the most stable phone in the world, and that's something to really point out and observe. But all in all, really not too bad, and you can definitely watch back full HD videos without too many issues. So other things I wanted to quickly take a look at, there is tab browsing on the very top there, which it's pretty good. And the keyboard here is actually a very standard stock install keyboard, so there's not anything too unusual to write home about. The touchscreen here is fairly responsive, not the most responsive in the world, but it does support 5 points of multi-touch, so it gives you pretty good typing experience all in all, especially since the keys themselves are a lot pretty large in terms of the size. So if you want to search on something like New York Times, going to give me a, there we go, the page can be fully loaded up, even the classic version or desktop site version that gives you images, text, as far as and also advertisements and interactive elements on the sides, including scroll bars that you can directly access on the phone. So it is a very powerful browser that works well, even for more complicated pages and websites. So All in all, a pretty good web browsing experience, great for watching videos, great for accessing news, and for reading longer texts as well as articles. Other extras that you'll find on this phone include a calculator app that's been slightly tweaked so you can rotate it to get the scientific mode, in addition to the standard array of Google functions like Hangout settings. I have to point out that the Play Store is actually not pre-installed in every single variant of the K3. So for instance, if you pick this up directly from China, obviously the Play Store is going to be disabled and you have to install a different ROM in order to get it fully working. But it's not a huge deal, and there's a ton of support out there as far as how to get that part done. But depending on the seller and the location where you buy the phone, that might be pre-installed already. There's also a voice recorder that uses a microphone, in addition to an FM radio client that uses the built-in antenna from your headphones as the signal. And there's also a theme center, which allows you to customize the overall look of the phone by changing the wallpapers, the way that the icons are displayed, so that you can navigate between multiple profiles for work, for play, for entertainment. And so that's one way to set things up. And you can see some of their widgets that they've customized down below here as well. So at the end of the day, I have to say that the Lenovo K3 Note is actually a very good value for the money, just because it has a full HD display, it has a very zippy processor, and it has 2 gigs of RAM. Those are specs that you might find, you know, in phones perhaps $100 more. So they really did try to bring the cost of the unit down and produce a phone that is pretty good. The battery life here is decent. It's 3,000 milliamp hour capacities, which is actually pretty large on paper. And you know, the phone size makes it great for reading longer web pages, great for watching videos, for entertainment, for all those tasks. So it really makes for a compelling package if you're looking for a slightly larger phone, maybe a phablet, as we head into 2017, still makes for a pretty good option all in all. So if we take a quick look next at just, you know, the fact that it is indeed running on, again, Android version, you know, 5.0, you can see that this is the default OS. And again, the memory here can be expanded, so it allows you to further add more applications and media even after you run out by way of the micro SD card slot. So thanks for watching this video review of the Lenovo K3 Note. In my opinion, this is one of the better phablets you'll find in the under $200 department, just because it has a very sleek and understated design, and also has every feature that you would really want and performs quite well. It's obviously not the best phone in the world, but at this price point, it's really hard to complain, and it is one of the best values. You can check out more details about this in our upcoming official written review, but for now, this has been our video. Thanks for watching here at OS Reviews. This has been the Lenovo K3 Note.